You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Andrew has a new podcast out, available on all of the Browns formats, Talking with Shedeur Sanders. Ideally, he thought Kenny Pickett, Andy, but he also said, because I threw out four scenarios, this guy's the starter, you know, blah, blah, blah. He said Browns would go with any of them. You know what? So would I. And the reason why? Somebody go win that job. Seriously, isn't it that easy? Somebody show you are better than everybody else and should be the starting quarterback of the team. I think that's clear.
I agree. Somebody needs to jump off the page and go. Now, the question is are they going to guide the competition so that someone is number one? You know what I'm saying? That's not that hard to do.
Is there a number one going in? Probably.
And that is who?
I would think it's Pickett. Just because of the age, the investment, and I say investment maybe only in order of investment. He's the first guy of these four that they brought in. I mean, they could have signed Joe a long time ago, and they didn't. They traded for Pickett first and then brought in Joe. Who knows if they get into camp, if somebody's better, it doesn't make any difference.
All I know is that if I walked into a room, and I agree with you that I think that Pickett is probably the starting quarterback right now, if you looked at the depth chart, if they had play game tomorrow. But if I knew I had one game to play and it was tomorrow and I walked into the room, it'd be hard not to pick Joe Flacco. It'd be really hard not to. If you had to walk into a room and pick one out of the four to go start a game tomorrow, I'm not saying he's going to finish the game, but to start, it's got to be Flacco. I don't know how it couldn't be.
I do.
I don't.
He hasn't had a ton of success since leaving Baltimore. His best success was here.
But he's had success. That's my point, that I'm putting a quarterback
he's had more disappointment as well.
Yeah, part of it, though, is the way he walked out of the room last time he was here. Because if you just viewed him on that and not on last season, he had success. He definitely had success while he was here. So I think it's hard not to walk in that room and not go, Flacco, okay, let's go. But that's not the way it's going to play out. And again, it's May, and a lot of different things can happen. And, you know, they're going to set up a obstacle course for four quarterbacks to try to be the starting quarterback week one. And who knows? All four or five may not be here a year from now. I would venture to I would venture to say that at least one of the rookies will be here a year from now. But, I mean, and so that's where you're at. And you have a backup plan, a parachute, an extra parachute, when you know you have two first-round picks next year. But then you know you're going into next year saying, okay, if we're going to draft a quarterback top five, then guess what? He's going to be the starter and we're going to take our lumps. There's no guarantee. Obviously the failure rate for a young quarterback early on is much greater than the success that we saw in Washington last year.
I would think you're accurate with that. I found it interesting yesterday, and we'll get to this in just a second, but it's a letter written by the Browns. Jeff's with us in Cleveland. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, my buddy my buddy works at the facility, and he knows the guy that's like...
buddies with somebody? Been,
so your buddy knows a guy who knows somebody. I like that.
Right. And, I mean, he's told me that Haslam's playing like 5D chess. It's gonna be Watson because
this year.
Once he's ready, you know, you see him posting those hype videos, and he's telling us that he's gonna be he's accelerating. He had that accelerated surgery, and so he's gonna be ready to go. Maybe not game one, but he's gonna be ready to go. Haslam's paying him $200 million. So
why would Jimmy? Here's the problem I have with that. Why would Jimmy come out and say we swing and a miss? If he didn't believe that,
to motivate Watson because he's been a bust so far. So he's getting in his head again, 5D chess, and he's motivating Watson. Right after he did that, Watson posted the video right after saying something to the effect of, you know, you're testing me or that you doubt me. So he got in his head, and you're going to see it's going to be Watson. So you heard it here.
All right, Jeff, let me write that down.
Week 15 or 16, maybe. By week 15 or 16, if he's healthy, I would believe it. I have not ruled him out. I agree with that. There are parts of that I agree with. They're paying him a lot of money.
Yeah.
And the second he's healthy, they're going to have to consider, do we get any return on investment here? That's what they're thinking. I would be, if I owned a team, I'd want return on investment.
I wouldn't. You know what I would want? At this point, you're 60% of the way through the contract. The only way I put him back on the field is if I think he can be better than whoever's playing quarterback for my team. So I don't care that I've already spent the money. You know, if Shedeur Sanders is playing quarterback and playing it well, then I have my quarterback in the future. I don't need to see Watson anymore. If it's Dillon Gabriel, if it's Kenny Pickett, fine. If nobody's lighting it up, playing really well, and Watson's back from a really rough injury, that's fine. Put him out on the field. Seriously, it is fine. Go ahead and play him. I would understand it. But I think if somebody's playing really well, that's a big if, then I don't think he sees the field here ever again. If somebody's not playing really well and they need better quarterback play, by all means. I mean, you signed the guy because you thought he'd be better than everybody. He hasn't been yet.
No.
If he's more motivated, then I get it. Yes?
Yeah, I see a path for him to be playing at the end of the season this year. If they're not winning and you're probably heading towards drafting a quarterback next year again. I just, you know, you brought up a point just now that I'm interested in. Like, what defines success for one of these rookie quarterbacks? So much success that they don't feel like they need to draft a quarterback in the first round next year.
He's playing well and the team is winning some games.
That gives you enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said draft a quarterback next year.
Next year, yeah.
He's playing extremely well and the team is winning a lot of games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay. How many is a lot? That's my question.
After how many? If you're 8-2, then you might be, man, we found a guy.
Yeah, I agree with that. 8-2, I'll buy that.
Yeah, but how likely is that?
Not when I look at the schedule.
If you haven't seen this, folks, the Haslam Sports Group sent a note, apparently, a letter, or whatever you want to call it, message to Cuyahoga County Commissioner Chris Ronayne, county executive, I guess is the way to the proper title that they use. And this was a, hi, we're dumping this on you because you're not even thinking about trying to make this happen. I'm not going to take sides on this. I will say I thought, wow, what a big boy move by the Browns to send this out and to make sure it ended up in the media. And I do think the Browns used a word, and it was from David Jenkins, who runs a business ops and everything for the Browns.
Yep, Haslam Sports Group.
Yeah, thank you, Haslam Sports Group. And I don't disagree with this. The Browns in this letter, Haslam Sports Group, said to Chris Ronayne that his opposition is inexplicable and promising to build the stadium with or without the county support, that the Haslam Sports Group is planning to do that, which I think everybody would say fine to, you know, if they want to find the funding somewhere else. I forever, for the life of me, Andy, do not understand why the county is so opposed to building a new, great, big, wonderful-looking project in the county. I do not get that.
Not arguing with you. Unless there's political pressure behind the scenes that we're not seeing.
Which is possible. Yeah,
If I was a part of the Downtown Association, I would be all over Chris saying, hey, man, this has got to stay downtown. You know, those 15 dates a year that we use the other stadium, 10 to 15 dates a year that we use that stadium for, you know, a couple of concerts and truck pull or something, that we want that business to stay downtown. You should be if you're a business owner downtown. You should be.
Except for one thing.
This is why I have said since day one, the county should just keep their mouths shut on this whole thing. And whatever happens, happens. Because in essence, you're getting jobs in the county either way, whether they've got to rebuild what's going on downtown or they've got to start building out by Berea. And I was out there last night, and I mean, the roads are already a mess out by the airport. So, I mean, there is work to be done in the county. And I don't know if Chris is feeling pressure from his constituents downtown compared to, you know, a much smaller voice in a suburb that leans on the city of Cleveland by a border. I don't know. I can kind of understand if Chris is feeling pressure from, from downtown or even maybe from his supporters.
I thought the Haslam Sports Group made a great point. And they listed bullet points in this note to Chris Ronayne, the county exec. And I thought, well, that makes perfect sense, and that hasn't really been hammered home yet. And the basic gist of it, I won't read it, but the basic gist was this. Okay, downtown Cleveland might lose 10 to, let's be on the outside, Andy, say 15 events.
Right.
So you'll lose some hotels, right, in theory.
For those events?
Not
necessarily.
Some.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just say that. However, the Haslam Sports Group pointed out, okay, you're losing, let's just work with 12. You're losing 12 football games downtown, 12 dates. You don't think 50 dates at a new facility is going to put people in those hotels more than 12 dates would? Where are they going to stay? They're not all going to stay in Brook Park or Strongsville or out by the airport. They're going to stay downtown.
I mean,
and that's 30 more dates where people are going to be staying downtown.
Well, I mean,
and the new building along with everything else, I just thought, wow, that's The other factor with this?
Yeah.
We keep hearing about, you know, the stadium is vital to lakefront development.
Right.
The stadium has been there since the 1930s. Where's the lakefront development around it?
Never. No, it's stuck in red tape.
Done.
We haven't seen anything.
Done.
The most progress we've seen down there is that they got rid of the warehouses that were down there by the parking lot. Like that's and to see a cruise ship come down there every once in a while was like, oh, progress. Right? One. I don't know. I look at the whole thing. I'm trying to weigh the whole thing out. I think the county should be Switzerland. They should just keep their mouth shut on this. It's not too hard to look and say who would be the biggest, who wouldn't want the dome in town? I'm not going to lie. Who probably would get hurt the worst out of all of those things? And maybe this is dates for downtown, and maybe I'm going against my own argument. The arena. Like, if the arena loses concerts to the new dome, I can understand that. So if I'm Dan Gilbert, I'm probably way behind not building a dome downtown or not building a dome anywhere. Because once you put a roof on that thing, now I've got competition for concerts that I'm hosting at my arena.
But your arena hosts some 275 to 300 events a year.
I'm not disagreeing, it's but really busy. Now you're taking concerts out of it.
Yeah, it's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.